The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. This episode, I believe, Pick Six is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Just making sure it was the sponsored version before I gave FanDuel free advertising. But it's not breached. They pay for it. Joining me to break down and play matchmaker and provide some landing spots for free agents, Johnny Breach. What's up, Johnny B. Bad?
Brinson, did you get a haircut or am I
finally
crazy?
Got a haircut. I finally got
okay,
a haircut.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what to say anymore. Your hair is a free agent.
I went a year without getting a haircut.
That's not surprising.
Isn't that amazing? I'm back, baby.
Brinson, yeah, feels good. As Wilson would say, those hair plug clinics aren't cheap. So that's why you got to save up 12 months and then go. And every March right before free agency, so you're looking dapper as we head into the new league year.
It's very, very, very kind of you to get some Wilsonisms in here. We'll have to come up with our own Wilsonism since he's gone now forever.
Kemp, so sad.
From Earth.
R.I.P. Wilson.
R.I.P. Ryan Wilson. You had a good run, buddy. just kidding. Sully will be back soon. Sully will be back next week. We got
I don't know. He went to Rome. He went to I don't know if he's coming back, Brinson. I'll be honest.
I mean, would you? Sully's young enough, and he's early enough in his career where he'll probably be enthusiastic to come back and be on the podcast. And
that's true.
You know, he's not jaded like Wilson. Like Wilson's like show up on these Sunday night shows. And he just looks furious to see our faces. And I don't blame him because he's got draft podcast he does too, and tons of draft stuff. Like, he does a great job with it. He and Rick Spielman with the First Pick pod. You should check it out. It's draft season. It's a great time to be watching it. It's also free agent season. Combine's over. Free agency opens on Monday. The new league year begins on Wednesday, right? Wednesday at 4 p.m. Wednesday, March 13th at 4 p.m. The new league year begins. But the NFL, in an effort to cut down on tampering, made tampering legal a few years ago. And now everything, it gets reported on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you get flooded with a bunch of emails from the teams about who they signed. And then trades can be made on Wednesday too. So we usually get some surprise trades. We're going to have a podcast all next week, 4 p.m. Eastern every single day, I think, right, Breach?
I think that's like half right. You have to talk to Harry about that one, but I do not think that's 100% correct.
Brinson, well, that's usually how my
Brinson doesn't read his emails. There is
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, along with a possible. Yeah, I mean, half right is really like my motto.
Here, I'll just do it, Brinson. When the league year starts on Wednesday, we have a 4 p.m. show. The four other days, normal 2 p.m. Boom, that was easy.
Oh.
So you were 15% right.
No, all the shows are at 4 p.m.
What?
Yeah, you didn't read your the second email.
I'm reading the email right now. I got those times from the email.
Read the second email. That means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows are all at 4 p.m. Eastern next week. For reasons that I'll get into later that don't need to be talked about on the podcast, you'll be hosting the Monday show, and I may or may not be on.
What?
Yeah, you and Sully. So enjoy that. It'll be crazy.
What a tease.
I know. Anywho, okay. We are going to play some matchmaker with free agents today. And Breach, I also want to put a little bee in your bonnet, so to speak, or a little bug in your brain, or whatever you would call it. If you think of a free agent, of a really bad landing spot for a free agent that would make the fan base angry, let me know, because tomorrow I'm publishing a worst landing, or it might come out Monday. I'm not sure, but it's like worst possible, like one signing for every NFL team that would like piss off the fan base.
For instance, would just be
a terrible like idea, like the Giants re-signing Saquon Barkley. Do you feel like that would just make Giants fans mad? Maybe the Jets sign Russell Wilson.
Washington signing Kirk Cousins.
That's a good one. That's
think
a great
they're over thing. It.
Yeah,
they don't want him back.
Speaking of Kirk Cousins, he's first on our list for quarterback free agent landing spots. Obviously, Washington not your preferred landing spot as a free agent. I think for me, this one is easy. We're going to run through all the quarterbacks here. I think it's Atlanta if you want to put him on a new team, and Minnesota if you want him to come back to his old team. I don't know if you did. You read? There's an article in ESPN. And it was, let's see if I find it real quick.
I don't read non-CBS sports websites, Brenton.
I do. I don't read.
I
don't
so
read
I didn't read it.
I don't read CBS sports. I'm just kidding. I love reading.
God.
I love. I read.
Brenton won't be hosting Monday because he's fired.
I just said I write for CBS. Of course, I read CBSSports.com. No, but Kevin Seifert, who is like a general national writer technically, but is very close to Minnesota and is like close to the, sort of like Mike Sando is with the Seahawks. They just know a lot of people in that organization. And he wrote a story called Connecting Dots, why Kirk Cousins is likely leaving the Vikings. And breaking it down, getting Cousins signed before March 13th might've been a possibility if there were no obvious suitors around the league. Second dot emerged. So the first dot is, the renegotiated contract Cousins signed last spring, one that voids on March 13th. The details of the contract effectively mean that the Vikings are going to re-sign it for 2024. They'll need to do it before the free agent market opens March 13th. If they were to sign him after that point, his 2024 salary cap number would include a $28.5 million dead money overlay. In other words, if they sign Cousins after March 13th, when free agency opens, then there'll be a bunch of dead money on the cap. Now, this is where it's good.
Then they have to take the cap hit of the new contract plus the 20
plus the 28, yeah,
on the old contract.
And Cousins wants a fully guaranteed deal, which means that you're talking about something in the range of $68.5 million in terms of the cap, like that you're allocating for Kirk Cousins on your cap. And that's tough to do. And, you know, he points out that because Cousins is going to have suitors, specifically the Falcons and possibly the Raiders, it means the Vikings are not going to be able to get a sweetheart deal from Cousins, which means it's very likely that he leaves Minnesota, which I didn't think was, you know, really going to be in the cards. So I'll say Atlanta is the best landing spot.
Yeah, I actually agree with you here. Look, we know his wife is from Atlanta. We know Mike Florio has been touting this all week about the old wives talk, you know, the old chatter system. The gossip that it's pretty strong.
Oh yeah, no, it's Florio. This is wild as hell. Florio goes out there and is like, he's like, you know, I get tips sometimes and I follow up on them, and maybe it's like, so and so is like exploring a school, like basically like Cousins' wife is checking out schools in Atlanta, and like somehow that got back to Florio through an anonymous tipster.
So I do, although I think that the Raiders or Broncos could make sense, Cousins is totally a family kind of guy who doesn't just want to uproot his whole entire family and move them to Las Vegas for 2 years or move him to Denver for 2 years. His wife is from Atlanta, specifically the Alpharetta area, which is where I lived for 3.5 years. Shout out Alpharetta.
Fish played an incredible edition of Tweezer in Alpharetta a few years back.
Yeah, Alpharetta somehow has its own music arena.
Yeah.
Music venue. So I think the Falcons make the most sense with those two NFC West teams, probably, or AFC West teams, Broncos and Raiders, as 2-3. But yeah, I think we agree on this with the Falcons being the best landing spot for Kirk Cousins.
Absolutely. How about Baker Mayfield?
Excuse me.
I skipped Russell Wilson.
Well, I feel like Baker Mayfield can be done short. So let's just do Baker. I think he stays in Tampa Bay. I think it's the place that makes sense. If you're Baker Mayfield, why would you want to start over? You just had a season where you led your new team to the playoffs. You know you're getting Mike Evans back, who was one of your favorite receivers during the 2023 season. You don't want to learn a new playbook. Just stay in Tampa Bay. So I think that's what ends up happening.
And also worth noting that Atlanta is considered like the other big suitor for Baker Mayfield. But if Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, like Cousins is the domino where if he doesn't sign with Minnesota in the first 2 days, you have to think that Baker probably goes back to Tampa. And I agree. I think Tampa, it makes too much sense. And the way that the Bucs are sort of operating, you know, they were sort of letting everybody get out. Like they didn't try and like rush these deals. I feel like they're confident that these guys are going to, that they're going to get most of these guys back, including Baker. Russell Wilson, Jerry Dulac, I don't know who he works for now, but he reported that, used to be the Post Gazette. He reported that there's mutual interest between Russ and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think Russ ends up in, I think either Pittsburgh or Las Vegas for Russ.
Yeah. You know what? We've talked about this on the podcast multiple times. You and I talked about it. Brady and Deuce talked about it when they were bringing up specific spots where Russell Wilson might land. And the Steelers just make a lot of sense if you are looking for a veteran quarterback and you look at what his track record is. When he was successful in Seattle, what did he have? He had a great defense. He had a good running game. He had pretty good receivers to throw to. That's what he would have in Pittsburgh. And is he the Russell Wilson of old? Absolutely not. Not even close. But if you put that much talent around him, I think he is an upgrade over Kenny Pickett, and he is an upgrade over Mason Rudolph. And at this point, that's what matters. And guess what? If you're getting him for the league minimum, then, you know, if this was 35 or 40 million, that was per year, and that was Russell Wilson's asking price, no, you don't do it if you're Steelers. That doesn't make sense. But for 1.15 million, now it makes sense. So, yeah, I like the Steelers as a landing spot here.
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh's been sort of trying to, like, act like – they're just gonna, you know, roll with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, and I just don't believe that. Now, I get it if you're trying to, you know, sort of mitigate you're trying to minimize the market that the Bears have for Justin Fields because you don't want, you know, to cough up a lot if that's who you want to go get. But I mean, yeah, I think Russell Wilson makes way more sense for Pittsburgh. He would fit in. I don't know that he and Mike Tomlin would be buddies, but I think that their personality, like Mike Tomlin loves a catchphrase, you know, the standard is the standard, et cetera, et cetera. And Russell Wilson is a human, or he's not a human. He's a robot. He's an optimistic robot. So yeah, I think Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense for us. And if that didn't happen, I could see him going to the Raiders sort of, you know, same reasons, without maybe the great defense, but you know, you think you're going to have a good, decent run game if you get Josh Jacobs back. And I don't think that he wants to be a backup anywhere. And so he will probably be willing. I think he'd be more willing to go play for the Raiders, even knowing that he might not win a bunch of games, than like go be a backup somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is that he's going to want a chance to start. And when you look at all these other teams out there, there just isn't a huge list of spots where he's going to be the guaranteed starter. And even in Pittsburgh, I think he would have to earn the job. But yeah, he's not going to sign up to be the backup quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. Ryan Tannehill, former Dolphins first round pick, Ryan Tannehill. I think, by the way, where did Jordan DeJohnny put Kurt? He said, I think I saw in the chat, like Jordan said that like Russ was going to go to the Titan or Kirk Cousins to go to the Titans? What, no,
Jordan wrote a story on Russell Wilson landing spot.
Yes.
He included
it the blew Titans. Up too.
Now, hold on a second. He included the Titans. Our social media team grabbed his landing spots, put it on Instagram, and just made a graphic that showed the teams that were on Jordan's list. So Jordan got grilled for having the Titans on there. Although if you read the story, Jordan was not saying that Russell Wilson would be the Titans starter. It said if he was willing to be a backup, then Tennessee would be perfect because you have Will Levis, you have a rookie, and you know he got banged up a little bit last year. And if he does, Russell Wilson goes in and start. And also, if Sierra's looking to continue
music.
Her music career, Nashville's the perfect place to do it.
He said that I think I saw him say that he was being roasted, like he's hated in Nashville right now, and he's being roasted by every sports radio station.
Well, there you go. Russell Wilson, the Titans can be in your what pick? What a fan.
Great call. It's a great call. Russell Wilson, the Titans. All right. Good call. Let me, I need to write that down.
Write that down.
Why don't you tell me where Ryan Tannehill is going to go while I write this down?
All right. I got two for Tannehill, but I'm going to put the first one first. Obviously, that sounded so dumb. Why did I say that? No.
Okay, you should put the second one second while you're at it.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to put the second one second. So I have Ryan Tannehill going to the Vikings. I think that if they are going to lose Kirk Cousins, and as we just talked about, it's looking more and more like they are, then you kind of have this smart, savvy veteran that I think would work very well in a Kevin O'Connell offense. You know, when Kevin O'Connell's out there looking for who is going to be his next quarterback, you're picking 11th in the draft. You have no idea who's going to be available. If you trade up, now you're giving up assets. I don't know if that's a great idea. And when you look at these quarterbacks who might fit in that offense, I think Tannehill's the best option. So the Vikings, but 1B for me that I would have listed if we didn't have Russell Wilson going to the Steelers is the Steelers. Because, look, they just hired Arthur Smith. You know, those two guys, Ryan Tannehill, Arthur Smith, very familiar with each other. They spent two seasons together in Tennessee. Obviously, Arthur Smith was in Tennessee a lot longer from 2011 to 2020. But in 2019, 2020, Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee. Brinson, do you remember what happened in 2019?
The Tennessee Titans were the number one seed in the AFC.
They were not.
Oh, they went to the AFC.
They made the playoffs, though. They made the playoffs. And then in 2020, they were the one seed. I tricked you.
Gotcha.
But yes, they did make it to the AFC title game in 2019. And then they were the number one seed in 2020. So that was your 2 years with the Arthur Smith, Tannehill combination. The Titans, Tannehill went 18-8 as a starter. And you have an AFC title game appearance and the number one overall seed in the AFC, in a loaded AFC. So I think those are two impressive performances. So I think
go get Derrick Henry while you're at it too.
Get the band back together.
Yeah.
So I think that the Steelers are my choice 1B, but I'll say the Vikings.
I think the Vikings make a lot of sense as well. This is a team that, you know, in Minnesota, you have Kevin O'Connell made it work with some questionable quarterbacks after Kirk Cousins went down. Why not go get a smart, savvy veteran like Ryan Tannehill? I'll say I think those are two good picks. I'm not gonna override them, anything like that. Gardner Minshew, your boy. Played well enough for the Colts last year that he can probably go get a spot. I mean, but probably ends up being a backup.
Yeah.
Just go back to Indy. Anthony Richardson can't stay healthy.
Why not? I mean, if you're Gardner Minshew, why do you want to leave? You get a chance to maybe play again. You have no idea what Richardson's going to look like because he really didn't play last season due to his injury. But if he does, I do think the Colts would be a decent landing spot. But if he does leave Indy, look, Gardner Minshew is not somebody who needs to go in and be a starter, but you are going to have one of the top backups in the NFL. So it becomes kind of a safe play or someone to sit behind a rookie, kind of like the Colts did with Minshew last season, was, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback, but we also have Gardner Minshew here as our kind of safety net. And so in that sense, I think the Commanders of the Raiders could work but as a backup quarterback, I think one of those teams draft a quarterback and then Gardner can sit there as number two guy.
I'll double down. I'll say the Raiders. I like the Raiders as a spot for Gardner Minshew. Sort of like this team is going with a first-year coach promoted as an interim. I think they're not. I mean, Vegas, like Gardner Minshew in the silver and black would be fun. So we'll say Vegas and we'll move on to the running backs, where we start with Saquon Barkley. As I mentioned, the Giants would be the worst possible landing spot for him, just because I think Giants fans would just be furious and be like, we don't want this guy. Don't need this guy. Get out of here. Best spot. And I'm probably going to say this team like three times here. The Baltimore Ravens. Like, they need to go get a running back. And there's some, like, it is, I mean, this is like a, if you like told somebody that you had this group of running backs who are free agents on your fantasy team, they'd be like, you're lying. Or what, are you in a five team league? Like, these, it's like six guys who went in the first three rounds, of, like, within the last couple of years. I mean, and now they're all free agents.
Yeah. I mean, that is absolutely, you can only use them once, right? Or are you going to use them for everybody? The Ravens.
Well, so I actually, well, I'll tell you what, I did this on HQ, like literally this exact same list, which is kind of weird. I don't know if there was like if Jack, producer Jack Porto and Harry were talking or what the deal is, but like literally this exact list of six running backs that we're going to do. I said Saquon Barkley to the Chargers, since we can only use the Ravens once, because I want to put somebody, else on the Ravens. So I will say the Chargers for Saquon Barkley. I can kind of see him in that, like in that uniform, maybe, you know, gets with Jim Harbaugh and you know, is healthy for a year and just has a monster bounce back season.
I actually like that a lot. As you said, we have a list of six running backs. I have one of my running backs on this list going to the Chargers. I won't spoil it, but yeah, I do think the Chargers could use a running back. And this is the year to need a running back, because there's so many good ones out there. I'll have Saquon Barkley going to the Houston Texans. Mm. But like, they've been making a lot of smart moves. We saw them do it last year in free agency. And if you add that kind of workhorse bell cow running back to that offense, like, that's the one thing that really could put them over the top. They had a decent running game last year, but I think Saquon would be an upgrade.
So, but just a couple of things from this hit that I did with Chris Hassel and Amanda Guerra on CBS Sports HQ. And you can watch it. You can go CBS Sports HQ 24/7 streaming free. You can go check out the hit if you want. But I didn't have a player going to the Texans, which was actually really stupid. And Hassel was like, what about the Texans? And I was like, oh crap, I forgot the Texans need a running back, because Devin Singletary is a free agent, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And so I mean, like, I think I like forgot that he and Tony Pollard were free agents. I don't know why. It's just my stupid brain. Yeah, Devin Singletary and Dare Ogunbowale are both free agents. I can't believe I got that one out. So you have Damian Pierce, J.J. Taylor, and Jared Doakes as your running backs. They make a ton of sense to go get a running back. So I think the Texans are a really good choice. But anyway, in that segment, I literally said the Texans for every player, just to like as a
kind of like you were going to do now with the Ravens, until I made a rule that you couldn't.
Yeah, no, I was like, he could go to the Cowboys or the Texans, and like at the end of it, like each running back, just to like mess with Chris. And I would also point out that Amanda Guerra said she would not let me play matchmaker for, like, if she was like, would you let Brenton set you up on a date, you know, if you were single? And he said yes, and she said she would not, which, very insulting, Amanda. I know you listened to the podcast. That one hurt. It hit hard. And then Hassel claimed that hanging out with me is how he got COVID in Las Vegas, how he got COVID from the Super Bowl, which also, I mean, come on, guys.
Brenton, I'm not going to lie, that sounds like the most Brenton thing ever. Amanda, clearly an intelligent lady, because no person with common sense would ever let you set them up on a date.
Amanda didn't know which state was higher on the map, North Carolina or South Carolina. So I urge you to hold off on gracing her with the word intelligent.
Nobody knows anything about the Carolinas.
Well, we do know that North is, live there. We do know that North is north of South, that's for sure. I can't. I mean, that she did do that, but I do love Amanda. She is the best. Josh Jacobs.
My first? All right, here I go. You know what? I know you're going to say the Ravens, so I'm not going to say him. And I know you're not, because you are, whatever. I'm saying the Chicago Bears. I went with a wild card here.
Ooh,
I think that, look, if you are the Bears and you're almost certainly going to have a rookie quarterback in there, probably Caleb Williams. And if you have a rookie quarterback, the easiest way to take some pressure off that rookie quarterback is to have a competent running game behind you. And Josh Jacobs does very well at catching the ball out of the backfield. Obviously, a bruising running back, led the NFL in rushing yards. a couple years ago. So I do feel like he could be a good fit in whatever they end up doing and whoever the quarterback ends up being.
I think the Bears are a really good choice. I'm going to say the Raiders. I think he goes back to the Raiders.
Are they in Vegas?
I think Josh Jacobs will look at the situation in Vegas. I think that those players really like playing for Antonio Pierce, and I think Jacobs will. I think he was happy there and just didn't like Josh McDaniels. So I think he goes back to the Raiders. By the way, smash the like button. I'm trying to tell the chat that the Sphere is awesome in Vegas. People mentioned that Fish was going to be at the Sphere. Yes, I'm a big Fish fan. I've seen them like, I don't know, 20 times.
My favorite thing in the chat so far, Brinson, is somebody saying they have never heard of Fish. How much does that hurt your heart?
No, it's fine. They're a jam band. They're not like, why? They're not like,
you like an old person jam band. Get out of here, Brinson.
They've been playing for 40 years now. This is like their 40th anniversary. It's insane. I first saw them in 97 at the Creek, baby.
I'm going to start a band called Goldfish, but we're going to sing kids songs.
Smash the like button if you're in the chat talking about Fish. I know there's more people in the chat than the like button. We got likes, so go for it. Derrick Henry. Now, this is where I'm going to say the Ravens.
No, what? No, you already used the Ravens.
No, I did Saquon Barkley. I didn't Saquon Barkley to the Chargers. And you said Barkley to the Texans. I think that the idea of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry lined up in the same backfield is like too effing cool not to just like make, like wish cast it into happening. Because like, imagine if they run. And so, and Dallas could make sense for them too. I saw somebody in the chat mention that. Imagine trying to stop the read option with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, you're like praying Lamar keeps it, and so you don't get destroyed by Derrick Henry getting downhill.
Yeah, and let's not forget the Ravens attempted to make a trade for him during the regular season. We had Marlon Humphrey come out and say, "Hey, I was 85% sure that Derrick Henry was going to be with the Ravens before the trade deadline." Obviously it did not happen. And so this becomes the most logical landing spot. If they got a bruising running back like Henry, as you just said, you're running the option, whatever you're doing, it just seems like somebody who would be a perfect fit for the Ravens offense. So yep, I'm on the same page as you here, Brinson.
Love it. Tony Pollard. I'm going to say he goes back to the Cowboys. There's been a lot of buzz about that. And apparently the Cowboys want him back. He wants to be back. If those two things are the case, then it is likely to happen. And he had a bad season in 2023, but I think he was injured, still dealing with the injury that bothered him and, you know, why he signed a franchise tag so quickly. I think he bounces back and the Cowboys send Tony Pollard.
It is crazy that Tony Pollard had 252 carries
and like one touchdown.
He had 193 carries in 2022. So he had 59 fewer carries in 2022 and still rushed for more yards than he had in 2023. Just think
that's wild.
It is wild. So yeah, I do think that there is something to be said for him coming off his injury. But if you're the Cowboys, it's understandable why you didn't want to give him the money he wants, because you don't know if it was the injury or you just made him the workhorse and he couldn't handle the load. So you don't know which reason this was. So I think the Cowboys are like, "Hey, look, we'll bring you back, but we're gonna bring you back at our price," and I'm sure Pollard will be more than open to it. So yeah, I think the Cowboys are the best fit for Pollard too.
Tony Pollard, one of two running backs with 10 carries inside the 5 yard line or more who had less than 5 touchdowns.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. He had 13 carries inside the 5 yard line for 12 yards and 5 and 3 touchdowns. Woof.
Yikes.
Tony Pollard also, by the way, had 60 carries inside the red zone, inside the 20. Second most only to Christian McCaffrey. And he had 5 touchdowns. McCaffrey had 13 touchdowns. I mean, it's just, yeah, he got really unlucky too. Like Dak scored some rushing touchdowns. They threw on the one. They tossed it to CeeDee Lamb. So I think he has a bounce back season for Dallas.
Maybe the Cowboys need to bring in a bruiser, though. Maybe they need someone
like Derrick Henry.
We already sent him to the Ravens, Brenton. We can't send him to Dallas.
Yeah, you're right. You know who the other running back to have more than 10 carries and score less than 5 touchdowns was?
No, who? But
DeAndre Swift, who happens to be next on our list.
Oh, no.
Yeah. DeAndre Swift, I actually sort of like just completely dropped the ball. I'm going to send DeAndre Swift to the Texans.
Ooh.
I had him going to the Eagles, back to the Eagles on HQ, and I didn't really like it. And quite frankly, I just forgot that the Texans needed a running back. Like, I've just been operating as if Devin Singletary is the Texans guy for like the whole entire offseason, which is pretty dumb.
Well, you know what I did here? I looked at the Chargers coaching staff, which is, Jim Harbaugh getting the old band back together, bringing in Greg Roman. Well, when they were with the 49ers at getting the 3 straight NFC title games, who was their running back? It was Frank Gore. So I was like, who was someone who was similar in size to Frank Gore? And the answer to that question is DeAndre Swift. So Frank Gore was listed in 2012, 2013, 5'9", 215. DeAndre Swift was listed 5'9", 212. So kind of that same build. And I think that that Greg Roman likes that build, that he likes that in a running back. So I have DeAndre Swift going to the Chargers.
All right. I like that. Speaking of the Chargers, they are losing their starting running back in Austin Eckler.
Ooh.
I think that if you're doing comps, physically, you wouldn't comp Austin Eckler to Alvin Kamara. But in terms of skill sets, catching the ball in the backfield, running the ball between the tackles better than people think, and ability to find the end zone, you could say that Austin Eckler and Alvin Kamara have similar skill sets. At the very least, you would think that Sean Payton could do a lot with Austin Eckler, just like he did with Alvin Kamara. So I will have Austin Eckler going to the Broncos, where I think they like Jaleel McLaughlin, and I'm not sure that Sean Payton really likes Javonte Williams.
I don't hate that. I like it. I think that Sean Payton is probably looking for a guy who he can kind of have that Swiss Army knife coming out of the backfield and do multiple things. So Broncos could absolutely work. I have Austin Eckler also going to the AFC West, but not to the Broncos. I have him going to the Chiefs.
Oh, that is spicy.
I just feel like the Chiefs are all in all the time, and they just do whatever it takes. And they're probably thinking, man, if we could get Eckler for, I don't know, like $6 million, which is highly unlikely, but if Eckler's thinking, you know what, maybe I sign a 1-year deal and go try and win a Super Bowl, maybe I'll take a discount here. It was like when people would take the Patriots discount to play with Tom Brady and try and win a Super Bowl. The Chiefs are there now. They're winning 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. You can talk players into taking a little bit less in order to have a chance to win the Super Bowl. And if Eckler winds up there, man, that would be that would weaponize that offense. It's already weaponized.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point about the Chiefs and these free agents, because we saw it with the Patriots for years. Like they didn't start getting free agent discounts until their dynasty had kickstarted. And now, like, if you're like, dude, the Chiefs are in the AFC Championship game every year and win the Super Bowl all like 3 out of 5 years, why wouldn't you want to go to Kansas City for a chance to win a ring? Makes a ton of sense. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk wide receivers. There's some spice surrounding a former Saints wide receiver. I know Renee in the chat asked about it. There is a lot of spice surrounding Michael Thomas, and we'll tell you about it coming up next. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot Carter Finley. Shout out, Carter Finley. Or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip. Maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, wide receiver time. Michael Thomas actually tweeted. Did you see this tweet, Breach?
There's like a few tweets.
Well, he tweeted that Jeff Duncan, longtime Saints beat reporter, and I'm just quoting him here, said, Jeff Duncan is a hoe. Which was like, okay, Mike, at Can't Guard Mike on Twitter, essentially just he just said, he's basically like, he carries water for the team, and he like, they give him scoops to bash players to reduce their value. And he's like, I got money. I don't care. I'll tell you all this. And so it was pretty wild. I got the tweet right here. Jeff Duncan is a hoe. Trying to stay relevant, so let's speak on it. The Saints leak information to him to try to ruin players' value, but see, I'm not broke, so I can speak on it. He is broke, so he needs clicks. Go look at all his articles that never end up being true. Wow. I don't know that I want all of I don't know that I ever want an NFL player to tweet Will Brinson is a hoe.
I mean, plenty of people have tweeted that aren't NFL players, so at this point, I don't know why you would even care. But just for some context here.
To be fair, I am.
Jeff Duncan reported that the Saints are going to release Michael Thomas, and his issue is that per his contract, he was going to be a free agent on March 13th anyway because of the way the contract was set up with some voidable years, and that he knew all along he was going into free agency, but that the Saints would technically be releasing him versus his contract expiring. So it was more of a semantics here.
Well, and I think it's like, he probably feels like the Saints are putting their spin on it. Like, we're getting rid of Mike Thomas, as opposed to, Mike Thomas saying, I'm going to be a free agent. And the Saints and Mike Thomas have not gotten along for a while. So not a huge surprise. Do you need landing spot for Michael Thomas?
You know what? I'll say Indianapolis. I'll put him with the Colts. I think that, look, he's had some trouble staying healthy. He has not put up the numbers anywhere near the numbers he's put up since, 2019. He set the single season record for most receptions. He has not been the same receiver since. So I think he needs to go to an offense that has kind of a de facto number one guy, and the Colts have Michael Pittman. So you're not going to have defenses worried about Thomas, and that you sign a one-year deal, you're the number two guy, and you hope you put up big numbers. Just and anywhere where he can be the number two guy, I think would be good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Calvin Ridley. Free agent. Michael Thomas is a good possession receiver too. Like, big physical guy. I mean, so that's the only concern is that is he too similar to Michael Pittman? Or is that like a good thing? Where you have these two big guys, Anthony Richardson banging slants in there, Josh Downs eating up underneath. So it's possible. I can see him go to Houston too. They got a lot of receivers, but I mean, he would sort of match up well with Tank Dell and Nico Collins, I think. Calvin Ridley. Ooh. Do you think Calvin Ridley can parlay free agency into a big contract?
I'm glad you asked that because, hey man, he's clearly a gambler, loves, and he is going to get a big money contract. I think he's going to go to the team that throws the most money at him, which is, I think, what 90% of players do. I think that team's going to be the Panthers, and I think he ends up in Carolina. Brinson, living next door to you.
Ooh! Panthers need a true number one wide receiver, and it was reported by Cameron Wolf of NFL Media that Ridley is getting closer and closer to going to free agency. Obviously, they tag, you know, Josh Allen to Jacksonville. And they have to give up a third to Atlanta for Ridley, I think, right? And it becomes a second if he stays in Jacksonville. So it's like the cost of signing Calvin Ridley is even more expensive if you're Jacksonville. That's a pretty high pick after they missed the playoffs. Calvin Ridley is going to be a pot with T. Higgins tagged, Mike Evans re-signed, Michael Pittman tagged. Calvin Ridley is going to get legit wide receiver one money in free agency. And you're right, the Panthers make a ton of sense. Like Dan Morgan, you know, has to, like, after what Scott Fitterer did last offseason, going with Adam Thielen, Hayden Hurst, you know, getting a bunch of, you know, he and Frank Reich put together this sort of dink and dunk style veteran possession offense. You need an explosive playmaker, and Calvin Ridley makes a ton of sense. Plus, Alabama connection with Bryce Young.
Ooh.
Michael Thomas, CJ Stroud, Ohio State connection. I like Carolina as a fit for Calvin Ridley. Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, going to be a free agent. Former first-round pick. Didn't work out with the Ravens. Didn't work out with the Cardinals, really. It's been okay. Hadn't really developed into the explosive playmaker that we thought he could be. Where you got Hollywood Brown going?
Well, since Calvin Ridley is leaving Jacksonville, I feel like that team will have a kind of gaping hole that they need to fill at wide receiver. I'm going to send Hollywood Brown to the Jags, catching passes from Trevor Lawrence.
I'll say Hollywood Brown goes to the Jets.
Ooh.
Catching passes from, or lining up next to Garrett Wilson. Kind of a good fit there, right? Like Garrett Wilson.
That could definitely work.
Yeah, you get a little speed threat down the field, maybe throw in some screens, and then Nathaniel Hackett offense from Aaron Rodgers. I can see that happening. Darnell Mooney.
I have Darnell Mooney. It's just a wild going to the Bills. We know that Gabe Davis is going to be going. If you're the Bills, you have to. I mean, we saw what the Bills did this week. There was a total purge. You're cutting a lot
they
of.
Got rid of everybody, dude.
You're trying to slash salary cap, and so you're going to need an even more high powered offense when you're getting rid of your guys on defense. Because hey, look, you might be in these shootouts, and if they can find a guy who's a little more consistent than Gabe Davis, and I'm not sure they can afford Darnell Mooney, but you figure it out, you make it work, and you have Mooney and Stephon Diggs. Now you have a nice little 1-2 punch.
And just for the record, people in the chat are wondering about the Panthers going with Calvin Ridley. I think it's like called him older and not unreliable. Yeah, they're rebuilding. Matthew said they're rebuilding. Why take on a 29-year-old Ridley who was simply meh last year? Because the Panthers don't have a first-round pick. They're probably going to use their second-round pick. I mean, it wouldn't be shocking at all if they use the first pick of the second round on a wide receiver in this deep wide receiver draft class. But like, they have to, after seeing how bad the receiver core was, this dude's couldn't get open. Like, even Bryce Young didn't have time to throw to him, but they couldn't get open. And I just think that Ridley is a rare number one wide receiver. I'm putting that in air quotes because I think he's shown that at times, who is hitting free agency. Yeah, he is older, but like, you don't have that top five pick that they should have.
And what you're saying, Brinson, is if you're the Panthers, if you're picking up a receiver in the draft, you're getting the tier two guys because you're in the second round first pick. And if you're in free agency, Calvin Ridley's the tier one guy, whether we like it or not. He's going to be one of the top three guys.
And when you're a bad team that with a desperate owner.
So desperate.
A desperate rich owner who's saying, go get Bryce Young some weapons. I don't care what you do. Go get him some weapons. If you're Dan Morgan, you go out and just throw cash at Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's going to want to do it. He's got to pay off. He got to pay FanDuel back.
Brinson, if Tepper hired you tomorrow, would you sign Calvin Ridley?
If he told me to. I don't know. All right. Curtis Samuel.
Oh, let's see. I sent Curtis Samuel to Houston.
okay.
When in doubt, just send him to the Texans.
The Texans are going to spend a free agency, I think. I'll say Curtis Samuel to the. He played at Ohio State. That could work. I'll say I like the Texans. Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh wait, who did you pick for Curtis Samuel?
I just went with the Texans too.
Okay. Odell, you know, I signed with the Jets. I just feel like there's always been that flirting between him and Aaron Rodgers with playing together. Maybe you have just a one-year deal. There's no pressure on you because they have Garrett Wilson. You don't have to, you know, he's too old to be a number one, a true number one receiver anymore. But I think because the Jets already have Garrett Wilson, that he might be able to survive, especially catching passes from Aaron Rodgers.
I will send Odell Beckham to the unemployment line.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I think, like, I mean, he kind of got benched down the stretch for, gosh, what's his name? Who's their other former first round pick? I mean, it's not Rondale Moore. I'm an idiot. I just can't. My brain is not functioning today. Not Zay Flowers. Rashad Bateman. Thank you. Golly, sorry. Brain is dead. Offseason brain, baby. Love it. Gabe Davis.
Man, Gabe Davis is tough. But I think Andy Reid.
Houston, Texas.
I think Andy Reid has a sense of humor, and he would think it's hilarious if he signed Gabe Davis and Davis went off for like 800 yards, did what he couldn't do in Buffalo and became either a true number two or, I mean, in Kansas City, he could end up leading the team in receiving yards because of what they have right now. So I'll send Gabe Davis to Kansas City.
I saw and Andy Reid told Matthew Berry of NBC Sports, my old boss, by the way, shout out Matt Berry, Mr. TMR, that the Chiefs want Rashee Rice to learn to run Travis Kelce's routes so that way teams can't double team Travis Kelce. And the Chiefs, you know, they lost Marquez Valdes-Scantling. But they're going to lose Marquez Valdes-Scantling because I think his third year voyage or they cut him. They got him. What am I talking about? Right? They cut him. Yeah. Gabe Davis makes total sense as a replacement. Like the guy over the top, Gabe Davis, like you just make it, just roll him out there, let him run nine routes. And if the safeties creep in at all, you have Patrick Mahomes bomb it up top. I mean, you need, that's a good compliment to Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. And I really think like the receivers are getting better, but you will see the Chiefs try and make a move in free agency when it comes to adding to that receiver core. So I think KC is a great choice for that breach. All right. It's time to play Secure the Bag. Ooh. Told you where a bunch of players will end up. We'll get some more players on defense in a minute. But first, let's talk about who is going to Secure the Bag. The Secure the Bag segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. I'm not sure if Harry did this Photoshop himself, but I love it. On offense, we'll give a little nod to Ryan Wilson here. I said that the Secure the Bag offensive player would be not other than Kirby Cousins. Obviously, Kirk Cousins. We call him Kirby Cousins on the podcast. And Harry, I believe, photoshopped Kirk Cousins' eyes, eyebrows, and mouth onto Kirby's body. Can you show this on the screen?
Kirby, the video game character.
Yes. And the reason I want Harry to show it on the screen is so I can take a picture of it and send it to my son, Robbie, who loves Kirby. All right, he will post it in a second. Breach, who is your Secure the Bag player for offense?
I'm going to take Baker Mayfield. I think it's got to be a quarterback. I don't want to steal your answer.
You would go with Kirk Cousins if you were.
Kirk's going to make the most money of anyone in free agency for at least the upcoming season, and Baker's too. And there is our Kirk Cousins, Kirby. You have to watch YouTube just to see this.
That's fantastic, Harry.
Frightening, though. I'm going to have nightmares.
It's absolutely terrifying. I think Baker's a great second answer. It's going to be one of those two quarterbacks. It's not, you could say it's Russell Wilson because he's getting $39 million from the Broncos no matter where he goes.
For real.
But likely signing a veteran minimum deal. On defense, I'll go first again.
Of course.
Probably stealing yours, but don't care. Christian Wilkins.
Ooh.
Did not get tagged by the Miami Dolphins. This is he's actually a little bit older for a guy who is just wrapping up his first contract, but this is a defensive player who gets a ton of pressure and is going to be coveted on the open market. I think he gets a big old bag.
Yeah, I think that when you're looking at the defense players that are going to get a lot of money, that pass rushers are usually the ones that do it. Christian Wilkins is a great answer. Danielle Hunter, I think, would be a good answer. But I'm going to go with a cornerback, and I'm going to say Xavien Howard gets a nice, hefty paycheck in 2024 from some very cornerback needy team that's thinking, man, if we just had a shutdown corner, maybe we could win a Super Bowl, even though most teams are not a shutdown a corner away from the Super Bowl.
I think you're correct. The Secure the Bag segment has been brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Hey guys, FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost tokens in the app and use it for FanDuel's same game parlay for the Duke UNC game on Saturday. Profit Boost tokens will be available before the big game. View your account page now to learn more about your boost. Hey Breach, by the way, I've got some exciting news.
Oh boy.
And I'll tell it to you after the break next.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Actually, I have some not so exciting news. My computer has 1% left on it. So while I go run and get my charger, because it will die, and then I won't be able to list the free agents that are currently on the thing, why don't you tell us where you think Christian Wilkins is going to go?
All right, let's talk Christian Wilkins, because Brinson's computer is going to run out of juice. Look, Brinson already said it. Christian Wilkins is probably going to get paid a lot of money. So you need to have a lot of money, a lot of cap space available if you are thinking about signing him. So with that in mind, I think that we could see, maybe the Patriots call him and say, hey, look, you were very good. You're in our division. We hated playing against you. Now we want you on our team. Patriots have a load of salary cap space. I think the second most in the NFL right now behind the Commanders. So Brinson, I basically said that I like the Patriots because they have a lot of money, and you have to have a lot of money if you're going to sign Mr. Moneybags Christian Wilkins.
Like that as a landing spot for Christian Wilkins. Oh, you know what? I'm an idiot. I had the rundown open on my desktop. I could have just done that. Whatever. By the way, the exciting news I was going to tell you. Monday, March 11th. You know what happens?
Your birthday?
No, my birthday's in June.
Just kidding. I know when your birthday is.
Legalized gambling in the state of North Carolina.
What?
Pretty excited. Yep. The FanDuel thing just reminded me of it.
What?
I have no comment either way about whether or not I can receive the bonuses because I signed up for FanDuel already in Arizona. Danielle Hunter. Where do you think Danielle Hunter goes, Breach?
Danielle Hunter is a little different. I feel like he is still a very good player, but again, these guys do not come cheap. So you're looking at a team that has, for instance, the Dolphins are, they didn't sign Christian Wilkins. They didn't re-sign him. They didn't tag him because they are so far over the salary cap, $20 million over as of Thursday when we're recording this. So you're looking at a team that needs pass rushing help and also has some money to spend. So I will say, I don't know. Every team, I'll say the Commanders.
Ooh, Commanders do need pass rush help very badly. I think that's a good landing spot. The Commanders could actually, Commanders would be an interesting team to trade for Brian Burns.
Yeah.
I guess their first pick is in the second. Like, you give your second round pick for Brian Burns. Panthers might do that.
And then get laughed at for turning around that 2 first-round pick deal from the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting laughed at no matter what for that. So
they're getting laughed at for everything, Brinson.
All right, let's rapid fire. Chase Young, Sheldon Rankins, and Leonard Floyd. Give me one of those guys.
I'll say Chase Young stays with the 49ers.
Ooh, interesting. He definitely, I think the Rams could go out and get somebody too. Maybe, I think they already had Leonard Floyd once. I think Sheldon Rankins goes back to the Texans. I think these guys who played for the Texans last year, they did a really good job on bringing in sort of veteran guys, under the radar guys. But I think that like playing for D'Amico Ryans, you're like, dude, this is fantastic. And they end up coming back. And Chase Young will go to the Patriots.
Woo!
I don't know why. Sorry. Debo just put a picture of Pete wearing a giant hat. What is going on here?
Oh, my goodness. It surely is distracting. I know that.
Yeah, it really is. All right, let's Patrick Queen, off-ball linebackers. How does he not go to Seattle?
Yeah, I think Seattle makes the most sense. You reunite with Mike McDonald, and there you go. And I think that's the first team you call if you're Patrick Queen, but it comes down to money. I also think any other landing spot, any team in the AFC North would be interesting just because you are making the Ravens worse by taking one of their better linebackers and adding him to your roster. So maybe the Browns call up and say, you know what, Patrick, why don't you come here? But yeah, I think Seattle and reuniting with McDonald makes the most sense.
All right. You said Xavier Howard would secure the bag. Did you say where he was going to go?
I did not, but I just think there are a lot of teams that will be in the cornerback market. I mean, the Chargers, Steelers, the Titans. Let's say Tennessee. I'll send them to Tennessee.
Ooh, Tennessee's an interesting choice. I like that. Tre'Davious White, cut by the Bills. Really banged up, but a former first-round pick. He was a really good player. I'll say, isn't Steph Gilmore a free agent too? I'll say Tre'Davious White goes to the Cowboys.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Also free agents, we mentioned Steph Gilmore, Kendall Fuller. Worth noting, like on defensive line, like Sheldon Rankins, we said Rankins, Javon Kinlaw, Jadeveon Clowney, also a free agent. Could see Clowney going back to Seattle too. Bunch of safeties on the market.
So many safeties.
It's like safeties are flying onto the market. It's pretty crazy. It makes you wonder, didn't somebody sign a safety or did somebody tag it? Who tagged a safety? Oh, the Patriots transition tagged Kyle Duggar. Which makes you wonder, like, oh boy, was that necessary given all of the safeties that are on the market? Justin Simmons, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, but the latter two cut by the Seahawks on Thursday. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer cut by the Bills on Wednesday as part of the Bills' big purge. Kevin Byard's out there. Cameron Curl, who's really was in Pete's top 100 list last year. Xavier McKinney, Geno Stone, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, like. This is a crazy list of safeties. Breach, we'll just go with the top one if you want, unless you have a hot take on anybody else. Justin Simmons. I mean, a surprise cut by the Broncos.
Justin Simmons, I am going to send him to the Green Bay Packers. I think that is a team that is absolutely going to be in the safety market. And you know what? If you're going to be in the safety market, go big or go home. And Simmons is at the top of the safety market right now. I think you have to call him, get him in there, improve the defense, and that's what's going to happen. Justin Simmons, Green Bay. Heard it here first.
I will say Justin Simmons of the Eagles.
Ooh.
Vic Fangio is old coach. Now the defensive coordinator of Philadelphia. Could make plenty of sense. Wouldn't be shocked either. I guess, well, where are the... Yeah, I'm trying to think if he could potentially go to the Chargers.
Justin Simmons?
Chargers don't have any money.
I mean, they can figure it out.
Yeah, they can figure it out. All right. Anybody
salary
else?
Fake, for instance, the salary cap is fake.
Except salary cap. The salary cap truly is fake. Johnny Smith, by the way, signed with the Dolphins. Caught one of Harry's tweets talking about it. He's a yak monster. Fits well with what they have at receiver and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. You know, they love their yak guys, and in Miami, in that Tua, you know, above average quarterback distribution system quarterback guy, Tua Tagovailoa. So anybody else you want to talk about, Breach?
You know, that the Jonnu Smith move is interesting. Just they do love, you know, those guys who can get the yak, but it's not a system that is really designed for tight ends per se. I think the leading Dolphins tight end only had 35 receptions in 2023. So not a huge number, but I do think Jonnu Smith is a huge upgrade over everything they had. So.
Well, and I think Jonnu's, he signed for a bunch of money in New England and then ended up going to Atlanta. He is a guy that no tight end, no good set from Harry, no TDs from tight ends in 2023 for the Dolphins.
There you go.
I think he's can be considered sort of, you know, a guy who can block pretty well. Maybe more, you know, like, I mean, like he's like, you know, like an above average blocking tight end, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like he was good because he was good in Tennessee as a blocking tight end, I feel like. And if you think about like what they have in San Francisco in George Kittle is a guy who can block, but then also operate, you know, like can roll out of those blocks and quickly become a receiver and pick up yards after the catch. And so I think like in that sense, not, I'm not saying he's George Kittle, but just sort of fits that same sort of style of system that Kittle does in San Francisco with Mike McDaniel there.
And he'll have Tua throwing the ball, which is an upgrade over whatever he had last year in Atlanta and whatever and he had in New England.
Yeah.
Post Tom Brady. So it's not like,
And actually whatever he had in Tennessee too. No offense to savvy veteran Ryan Tannehill. All right, that'll do it for us. That's the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will be back on Monday, 4 p.m. Legal tampering period. Does it start at Monday at noon?
I believe so.
Oh, so nothing can happen until noon on Monday.
Set your alarm.
Free agency. Set your alarm. I love it. I love free agency. Hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, leave 5 stars, tell your friends, tell your folks. Have a great weekend. For Breach, I'm Brinson. We'll see you guys later.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls.
Rated PG-13.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.